Let's kick it!
Fabulous secret powers revealed to me.
It was our bit.
Ohotmu or Not covers the official handbook of the Marvel Universe Deluxe Edition, an encyclopedia series published from 1985 to 1988 by Marvel Comics. And we cover it with several panelists with little to no knowledge of the Marvel Universe, giving their first impressions of each character, its look, concept, and story. Warning, listener discretion is advised. Ohotmu or Not is a proud member of the Fire and Water Podcast Network. This is your host, Siskoid, and with me today are...
Amélie,
Isabelle,
Natalie,
Elise,
José,
Shotgun.
Iceman to Immortus.
Iceman.
Ah, not hot.
Technically, Bobby Drake is one of the original X-Men, born with the ability to create cold, snow, and ice, which finally manifested at adolescence. He was the youngest of the original team, and even as an adult, still acted somewhat immaturely at times, and he has a perpetually bright outlook on life. In recent years, he's come out of the closet and is portrayed as gay. Huh. He's pictured making the ice slides on which he travels, icing up one of Pterodon's wings, throwing a hailstorm, making ice shields, and trapping opponents in a block of ice while standing on an ice ladder. There's also a shot of him when he's not all iced up. Sadly, there is no picture of him in his early days when he looked more like a lumpy snowman.
Oh, no!
I have a question.
Oh, man.
He can create the ice. Can he control pre-existing ice?
No.
Oh. I was going to say he would be perfect during, like,
hailstorms,
and when they lose the power, he can make his own ladder, and then, you know,
He can't get rid of ice. He creates ice.
Okay,
but he's an ice machine.
He can't go to the North Pole and melt it.
No.
Could he rebuild the ice caps?
Oh.
That's such a good-natured way to feel about this.
Yeah. And does he get tired when he creates ice?
I mean, it's like any superhero. You can burn yourself out, right?
And burn yourself out, but it's ice.
And in all of that, I was like, could he clean my driveway?
No.
Like, he can ice it up.
I know, but can he
reverse?
Okay, push it.
Can't control it. He makes new ice.
This is stupid.
As someone who really likes their water very cold, I enjoy this.
I hate water cold.
And he could put the ice in your enemy's driveway.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In, like, summer.
But that would be suspicious.
Okay, not just the driveway. I want him to, like, cover the house so they can't leave.
Mm-hmm.
So they maybe... will slowly die in the house.
You know,
they can't leave for like a solid 2 hours.
Is he made of ice or does he just look like it?
It's a sheet.
Yeah. Like that's
an armor.
So he's not always cold.
So he's not, no, he's...
He can get normal.
Does he get cold feet?
Probably.
But we could have warm cuddles, yay, but no, because I'm not a man.
Fact. You can still cuddle. He's not attractive.
I've cuddled with gay people before.
Yeah.
Gay men.
Because you guys didn't like the Human Torch, but Iceman is basically just reverse Human Torch with the same kind of personality.
Really?
So, well, yes, you had X-Men and Fantastic Four parallel, and they both had the immature kid. One of them fire, one of them ice.
I guess maybe it's because of the movies.
Exactly what I was going to say.
But I feel like he's more of a, aww, teenager than a, ugh. Teenager.
Yeah, I remember.
Is he not a ugh, or is he not a oh, but more of a ugh?
I don't know the definitions of those terms.
I would suggest that I feel like inherently there's a difference there. Like, just because, like, fire and ice, like, I automatically feel less, like, oh, about ice.
Annoyed.
Maybe that's because I'm Canadian. I don't know.
Unless you're the Titanic.
Yeah, then. Yeah.
No good.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's something, I think it kind of reflects temperament a little
bit.
Yeah.
So like, I imagine fire to be like, boisterous.
Hot-headed.
Like, hot-headed.
Yeah,
and
stubborn.
I don't imagine it
he's
that
chill.
Way. Yeah, exactly.
And he's cool. He's ice.
I more so imagine
cool
him as...
ice.
I more so imagine him as boring.
Really?
I mean, kind of. As
well, from the movie, you could say that, I guess.
I don't think he's very sophisticated. I don't think he would enjoy museums with me.
It was the actor that portrayed him. I know it was someone well known.
Was he well known?
At the time,
just like this Canadian actor, nobody knew.
I knew him.
Played Terry Fox in that made-for-TV movie about Terry Fox.
Really? I knew him from somewhere else. I know I did, but I don't remember who he is right now.
Is he in Lord of the Rings too, or that's another
one? No. God. He's got that kind of face.
I don't know, I feel like I've seen him before.
Is it Sean something, or am I thinking Lord of the Rings?
You're thinking Lord of the Rings.
I just noticed that he has like an X.
Yeah, it's the uniform.
That's so fun.
I find the costume very, I know it's ice, but I, like, in my mind I'm like, can't you like create shades of ice? Like lighter blue in some places, like create interest, like even the X, if it stood out.
Even textures. Yeah. This would be a great time to play with textures and have like, you know, because there are different textures of ice.
Super sleek or like bumpy or.
But maybe he doesn't actually have abs and that's just him.
You mean chiseled?
You like it better with the more classic uniform is just the shorts with the belt?
No. I mean, it's the same color, so it's still boring.
You mean the picture where he's surfing and screaming?
That's the face I make when I surf.
Okay, can he, like, build a slide and I can, like, slide behind him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess you could.
Because that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Because he leaves these slides around. It's like these long slides. This is how he flies.
How long does it stay?
Until it melts.
It's just like regular ice.
But it just stays in the middle of the air?
It's attached.
They probably break apart. It's probably like
there's pillars. Look.
Ah.
Oh, yeah, there is pillars. Yeah,
it's a structure.
Wow.
Why didn't he become an architect?
He was like 14 when he became Iceman. That sort of became his whole life, I guess.
He should work for those like ice hotels.
And yeah, go to Quebec, make a living.
You could get paid a pretty freaking penny in Quebec. Yeah. Especially with global warming. They have trouble. They seriously have trouble with the carnival now.
Yeah.
Apparently, they say that he went into accounting.
Oh, wow. My God. That does not work in his favor.
I agree that's boring, but I feel like at least that's like a
real job?
Yeah, but it's like a second career option. Like if this stuff doesn't work out, at least he has something to fall back on.
I know.
That is stable, you know?
But accounting?
It's very boring.
Gosh.
Yeah.
I feel like ice is fun until it's not fun anymore.
Yeah.
Oh God, I agree.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, like,
so like winter.
Winter's like that in general.
It's like, oh, fun skating, but then you fall on your ass a couple times, and you're like, all right, that's a fucking enough. I'm like, going home, and I want some hot chocolate.
Ice sculptures, beautiful. And then you put them in your living room. It's a mess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly.
What's going on at your place?
You know when sometimes you go to a wedding and you bring back a centerpiece because they're giving out the centerpiece.
You're bringing back an ice sculpture?
I normally bring
flowers.
Maybe I'm going to a fancy wedding.
What Jesus, is your fancy life?
I normally bring flowers or like a mason jar with like a candle in it. Wow.
I have a question. How does he undress? Does he just wait to melt?
You mean when he just sheds it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it just goes away.
It's not just like a sheet of ice just dramatically falling and shattering to the floor.
Like the water bucket drop and flashbang.
I think
just
artists,
like the ice.
Artists haven't made enough of it.
No, I'm sorry about
that. I have a question.
That's a shame. I like to think he gets into the shower with a hammer and just slowly taps one limb at a time till it breaks. And he's like, can you get my back? And then you help him out.
Why wouldn't he just use like a blow dryer?
The hammer goes
or a hot shower.
Yeah, he's in the shower already.
That is true.
Oh, you know what I want? I want it to be like that 90s commercial of the snowman coming in for Campbell's soup.
Oh, doesn't he melt?
And he melts, but like his just like outer layer would melt. He'd be eating soup.
What's your question, Nat?
So, he doesn't physically change when this happens.
What do you mean?
Like
he is not through ice?
Yes, that's
no,
my question.
No, but I feel like a lot of the art makes it look
That was my follow-up question, because like, really, we should be able to see him.
Through ice. Ice is clear.
Yes.
Oh.
Not necessarily.
Well, it could be
it has to be a real
frosty
thing. Yeah, okay. If it's like frosted over, but you still would see him a little bit.
Or like if it's textured, like if it's scratched or stuff.
But it's worse than that. He does look like an ice sculpture. Like, it looks like he's see-through. in the art sometimes.
Also, can we talk about that horrible haircut in the ice thing?
He's
just bald.
No, he has hair. That square thing. That suggests hair.
Okay.
It suggests. Oh,
I wish it was like frost that was like. It would be frosted tips.
Yeah. We'll actually see a look like that when we look at future looks.
Okay.
Is it coming? I'm excited.
It's not coming. Oh. It's like this summer.
When the ice melts.
But yeah, so he does have looks where it looks like he's got frosted hair.
Iceman was really fun to play in the video game I played, X-Men Legends. And he did say like some whoa and like really teenager.
Was he annoying?
Not really. He was fine. It was fun to ice people and stuff. But I believe as a potential romantic partner, I am too much of a lady for him.
Oh. Mm. And for all of you wondering at home, you were right. The actor's name is Sean.
Okay.
Sean Ashmore. And I do remember where I've seen him before. Basically the same time. And I'm sorry to admit it was in the TV series Animorphs.
My name is Jake. Half an hour ago, I was just a regular kid. Not anymore.
Canadian made.
Is
Iceman hot or not?
I mean, no.
I know, obviously, but hot or not?
I find him boring, in and out of ice, stupid power. I'm out. He's like that frat boy that you enjoy hanging out with maybe once a month when you feel like.
Not
you
even.
You really feel like, you know.
No. Fratting.
I feel like I like him enough to. Yeah, he's a nice dude. But I don't think I'd hang out with him all the time.
But he is a frat dude?
No.
Okay.
I mean, he just goes to the same school as everybody else. He's in the same frat as any other X-Men.
He's just kind of like a teenager.
No, but I mean as a temperament. Mm. Is he like, gnarly dudes?
I mean.
Let's go drink.
That's more surfer, I think.
Yes, but he's on ice, so whatever. He's surfing ice.
He's surfing.
Insert surfing on ice lingo here.
I mean, snowboarders tend to have the same kind of
true. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. But he was at his youngest in the 60s. It's less gnarly and more groovy.
I just read how his powers came out, and it's sad.
I mean, is it ever fun?
No, but he was on a date, and then some bullies came, and they tried to pin him down and go at his girlfriend.
Hero of the beach!
So he froze them, but they were gonna, like, rape her.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Jesus, that's dark.
Yeah. And then the town mobbed up against him, because mutant.
Yeah.
Aww.
But he was just trying to save his girlfriend.
Yeah, it's the old metaphor, you know? Puberty, hair comes out, mob, lynch mob.
This power comes out.
Yeah.
It's the time in every teenager's life.
Yeah, for me. It's...
Where his voice cracks and lynch mob.
I'm lukewarm. I'm not against
like
him. I don't hate him. I just think that from what I've seen in the movies and from what I've heard here, I just feel like meh. He's a fne.
Yeah, I'm fne too.
Mm-hmm. I really like his powers though, but maybe it's just because we're having our first snow today.
Yeah, this coincides with the first like real snowstorm.
Yeah.
Frankly.
Roads are shit.
And maybe that's why I don't like him as much right now.
Yeah, but man! Could he make ice spikes on your tires so you wouldn't?
Traction.
Oh, that's a good use of ice.
Mm-hmm. Is ice good for...
I mean, it's better than nothing.
It is breakable.
It's sharp.
Well, his ice isn't breakable.
Well, it's pretty breakable.
Is it?
But it's ice.
It's still ice.
So it's not
It super, depends on the thickness.
It's not super hard ice?
No, it's normal ice.
I imagine it depends on the amount of water vapor.
I mean,
he's
got to
be freezing something.
Can he throw slush?
He can throw snowballs, so.
So if he's in the Sahara Desert, can he still make ice? Or like
there is water vapor in the Sahara Desert.
It's harder.
The more you know.
I know there is some. There has to be some.
Just find
I think he would have limp. I think that would be tough for Iceman.
Interesting.
Could he like make a slide from my house all the way to my work?
That's a long.
That's a lot of miles.
I just don't think you would want that.
And not just that. It's like, where would it go? Next to the highway?
You'd be sliding for hours. It's not that fast.
I mean, 30 minutes, probably.
Maybe.
You would go 100 miles an hour on that slide. Are you sure?
Wait, can we like, attach, like, a sled to him? And then ride?
This is a Hallmark movie happening.
No, this is the Olympics. You're doing the bobsled all of a sudden. That's dangerous.
Ladies. I have a hot take. My hot take is, why would you choose to have a costume on top of your cool armor? Like, is he that extra that he has to match with everyone? To be part of the gang.
I think you have to, right?
Don't they all have to?
It's the X-Men. I think you sign a contract.
Yeah, the X-Men have, because the little
there's
shorts.
There's brand guidelines.
Like, even those little shorts. He had those shorts when he was in the Defenders, and yet also had the X. So once an X-Man, always an X-Man. It's just like the, St. Francis University here in Nova Scotia. They all have that X-ring.
Mm-hmm. And oh my God, like are they ever annoying with it?
Yeah,
oh,
exactly. So I guess if you go to Xavier's school.
Scene effects.
For mutants, I mean. That other one. For mutants. For gifted youngsters, sorry. You probably get that ring. You probably get that belt buckle. You get the merch.
It's a point of pride.
The X merch.
I like to rub it in people's face.
I like that verbiage. Gifted youngsters.
Probably they would just get lynch mobbed.
Yeah, it's
I know.
It's just a cover story.
I know. I think it's.
Do people really buy it though?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really isolated.
It's like a private school. Probably people kind of forget it's even there.
Does he date anyone?
He's dated people. I know he's dated people. with Iceman's love life.
Has he always, like, dated men? Obviously, no.
No.
Like, after that.
He was with Kitty at some point. Kitty Pryde?
I mean,
No, it was Rogue.
The movie, it's Rogue, but. The gay Iceman is, I think, from Ultimate Marvel, which is a lot of what the movies, not the X-Men movies, but the MCU is based on more than the standard Marvel universe. He was gay then, there, in that version, and then they eventually decided that the normal continuity Iceman would also be gay. This is way after I was reading these books, so.
Okay.
I mean, if you're looking for a beard, Rogue would kind of be perfect. You can't touch her anyways.
That is true. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it.
I'm ready for something better.
Oh, you did not get it.
You aimed too high. You aimed too high.
Why do I love it?
Okay. Icarus.
You care about what?
The headstrong leader of the heroic Eternals, Icarus was born 20,000 years ago, because they don't call them Eternals for nothing, and was the father of the legendary figure Icarus. He could fly, but his half-human son couldn't, so he built him mechanical wings with tragic results.
Oh, the one who flew too close to the sun?
That's it.
Okay.
It's in the memory of his son that he takes on the name Icarus. By our time, while trying to be a fair and just ruler to the Eternals, he also established a human identity for himself as Iceberg Ike Harris. That's how I decided to call him Icarus rather than Icarus. Because it has to make sense with that pun.
Icarus.
A super strong wrestler in the Unlimited Class Wrestling League. His powers include amazing strength and endurance, flight, cosmic energy blast, teleportation, matter manipulation, and illusion casting. He's an Eternal. He's set to be played by Richard Madden, Robb Stark from Game of Thrones, in the Eternals movie. He's pictured flying, shooting blasts from his eyes, and having an explosive fight with deviant leader Crow.
I kind of hate it.
What's going on?
And I say, yeah.
Seriously, that's what reminds me of.
What you're saying He-Man?
Yeah.
Look at that.
That image right there. Yes. I think most of this works for me. It's just the hair makes no sense. Why does he have this hair?
I like the hair. I think the hair is deliciously 60s.
I mean, it's very
deliciously 60s. He could be in the Beatles.
No,
I think I wish it was black hair.
Yeah, but if it would be black hair, then it would be like Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis?
What? what?
The hairstyle, come on.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
Not the whole thing. I mean, maybe she worked out.
Wait, the black hair.
is basically Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yes. So she needs to cosplay him now.
When you were talking about Ike Harris, it reminded me, wasn't Mike Harris the Premier of Ontario for a while?
Yeah.
Maybe it's him undercover.
Yes, I doubt.
Sure.
What was his hair color?
That's brown. How you know.
It was brown, so he was more of a Jamie Lee Curtis, I guess.
You see, to me, it's like, what is up with the material on the gloves and the boots? What's up with the belt? What's up with the corset?
There's so many things.
Questions. What would you change to fix it?
Naked.
Okay, yes.
Start from scratch.
But I mean, like, when you had to go meet your parents.
Naked.
Put a toga on top of
that. Remind me not to meet your parents.
That's just how we roll in a family.
You arrive in this room, you walk in.
I like that you disrobe before walking in.
Yeah. It's just everywhere I look, it's like, what's this? What's this? What's there that? Why? Lot. Why?
I think the worst bits are the like red circles on his chest. That feels like you accidentally dropped that on the image.
And what's the design in the circle? It looks like beards.
Yeah. You know, it's just, it's buttons. You press it and that's the beard.
You get
the
ears. Perfect.
You see, I think it's the belt that bothers me the most. The like belt, loincloth.
It's the squiggles.
Penis looking thing.
I think it's like the zigzag.
I know, everything. I'm just so upset.
It's almost like they tried to make it tribal, but they also tried to make, like, I'm trying to think what the influence is in terms of like culture.
The
and
belt feels very samurai-y.
Oh, like the shape of it?
Yeah, there's things on the side. Yeah.
But I feel like there's like some South America, Africa.
It was like Aztec or Mayan.
Aztec, yes. Those civilizations, great civilizations. 5 out of 5. We'd civilize again.
Oh, no!
That's not okay.
Oh, God.
But he was born in Siberia.
That's not what you were trying to say.
Colonization.
It's bad.
Yeah, we can take a stance here.
Our ancestors were awful.
What it also reminds me of, it's, I don't know the name, but my grandpa had them when he was in Texas. It's like the necklace that you have, and it's one big like stone, and there's the two.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
Like, I think it looks like that, but not well made.
The belt or the...
the belt. I don't know the name.
Oh, what are those
called? Help me out, people.
Oh, I know that.
I know what it's called, but I can't think of it.
The Western-y.
Yeah.
I love that. I want one.
Yeah, my grandpa looked cool. This does not.
I want one and I want to wear it with my denim shirt.
His V-neck is a bit too deep, I must admit. It's a little too, like, do you wax to be able to wear that?
I want to hear from Annie because she's the one that loved it.
Yeah. I love it.
You've all been trashing it, but what's good about it?
I'm not trashing
it. What's good about it?
I feel like it's just so weird.
Yes.
I'm trying to take away elements and see if it makes it better in my mind. And I'm like, no, that's what makes that cool. And I feel like those three weird medallion things on the chest, if those were gone, then I would mind like the cleavage more. But I feel like it completes it somehow.
I think I'd like the three weird medallions more if they were like a necklace and not look like they were stitched on to his outfit somehow.
But I like...
They look like those patches we used to have in the 80s, you know?
Mm-hmm. But I love those. I like the colors. Mm-hmm. I like the patterns. I like the differentiating textures and materials.
I must say that I'm kind of a fan of the corset thing, black, yellow dot thing going on. I kind of like that. It's different. We haven't seen it before.
A lot of people wear harnesses like this now.
Yeah.
Like just as a thing that people wear.
I think that's the
where. Where do you see these people wearing harnesses?
You know,
not K-pop in real videos. Life, but like on the internet. You know, Instagram people have harnesses.
K-pop videos? I think it's the only part I like, but everything else is like fucking it up.
Yeah. But it could be like a jacket with like 4 buttons.
No, I don't think that's what they mean.
I think they could be.
But why would that be?
No, but I mean translated into graphics.
But just, I don't understand why there would be buttons. In this case.
No, I mean, you know that look? You know what I mean?
Yes.
But now translate that into spandex, four-color spandex.
I really want to cosplay this now.
Oh, gosh.
Is his personality really exaggerated? Because I feel like if you'd walk in dressed like that, you gotta be like, all right, everyone!
Well, He does have an intense stare.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I honestly, I'm kind of with Amity. I like him. And I do like the hair. I think I'd like to mess that up.
Yeah,
I just think it's fine hair.
I just think the color doesn't suit him.
Apparently.
I don't mind the cut. I just don't think the blonde makes much sense. Yeah.
I like it better in the bottom panel.
I don't.
Where it's longer.
I prefer the he just looks Swedish to me.
Yeah. Yes. Definitely more human.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
So apparently the symbols are a unique molecular pattern.
Oh, okay.
Used to open dangerous secrets from a pyramid.
Oh, I'm down.
Also, apparently, he has a pyramid symbol in his brow.
What? Under the hair.
No, but it's not. It's not visible. It's only visible when he's in pain. Apparently,
Illuminati confirmed.
So it's like a pyramid pain.
Pyramid pain.
Pyramid pain.
Can you? This might all help with that.
I don't know. Maybe.
His face is very Superman to me as well, which is a bit weird.
I agree, actually.
But he looks a bit rugged. Like, it's not... It's classically handsome, but still a little dangerous.
You know what? I wish he was really serious and normal.
Okay.
So he walks in with this absolutely ridiculous outfit, but he's just like, all right, everyone, we're gonna do our taxes. And
Is he well-read? I feel like he's well-read.
Well, he's 20,000 years old. Years, yeah.
I like him. I would pick him on the dating game.
I would swipe left.
So is Icarus hot or not?
I think he's hot.
I'm kind of in the, I'm not like thrilled, but I like him more than I don't.
Okay. I don't like anything about it. I think I'm enjoying him. He's just like, you know, we've seen so many heroes and villains and they all look the same. So I feel when suddenly there's just like an absurd outfit, I'm automatically more into it.
Yeah, I think that's part of it for me too.
You went too far. Pipe the fuck down.
Too far.
Also, I just can't stop thinking about E-Man, so yeah. For me it's like, it's weird.
I definitely give him a chance, see what his personality's like, maybe have a few babies.
No, four, five, six, or whatever.
But yeah, this guy definitely fits the, like, I don't remember which celebrity said this, but like, before you leave the house, take something off, like take an accessory off.
And that's like, Coco Chanel.
And like, I feel like this dude could have benefited from that.
A few times.
Oh, well, yeah, he took off the helmet.
Oh, God, that was a helmet?
No, I didn't. Oh, God.
I can only imagine how crazy that helmet would like look like.
Yeah, there's just like a rehash.
It's a design, so.
It's helmets. A rehash of the crotch situation, but on a helmet.
Oh, I know.
And it sticks out on one side only.
I would love that.
I hate it.
I'm down for all of it.
Also, it's called a bolo tie.
Oh!
Yeah, yes.
I kept wanting to say Borello, and I'm like, I know that's not it.
Yeah. Borello's the little sweater,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. Okay.
Bolero.
Yes. Sorry, I said it wrong. Beret. That's the word I was
thinking. I hate those pronunciation mix-ups that are like, oh, it's not Icarus, it's Icarus. Fuck off.
I would definitely have read that as Icarus.
Well, I think it's Icarus because of the pun, but otherwise I would have said it's Icarus.
There's just things like that, words like that, that there's no way to really predict, there's no indicator of how they should be pronounced, it's just how they are pronounced, and unless you've heard it out loud...
Well, we'll see what the movie says.
I feel like most people reading the comics probably just read this as Icarus. Yeah. Okay. I would assume.
Can he have another...
I always said Icarus, but I am a Francophone.
Yeah. Are you? I would say Icarus.
Can he?
I'd say Icarus.
Can he have another son and call him, like, Icarus? I mean, all possible pronunciations.
I mean, I would call him Icarus.
Icarus.
I would have been... That only works for us.
If you were French, you'd think that's hilarious.
Illusion. Remember Glamour?
Yeah.
The suburban hero.
Oh, yes. New Jersey monk.
The suburban hero and sometimes thief who was stage magician who used her mutant powers to enhance her stagecraft and was known to barbecue with Vision and the Scarlet Witch. Well, remember that? Well, Illusion is the other half of the actor husband who has his own relevant mutant power, mentally controlling the molecules of anything he touches for 1 minute after he does.
What?
Well, with this ability, he can make objects float, reconstruct, say, a burned book from its ashes, animate ropes, stuff like that.
Like, he just can do magic.
He's controlling the molecules now.
I know, but, like, what you're describing is, like, just like a magic show.
Well,
that's why he's a magician.
The things we know that he's done.
Yeah, that's so fun.
Yeah, the things we know he's done that he can do is stuff he does on stage.
So that's so fun.
It's science magic.
Yeah.
He apparently can't control the molecules of his own body. So I don't know if he can do anything to living tissue at all. Much like his wife, Illusion is quite outgoing and friendly. With a ready smile and warm and welcoming manner, he can charm most anyone given the opportunity. He and his wife are shown fighting Vision, in his case, by throwing rocks at him.
Effective.
Not at all.
You know what he looks like?
Lockhart from Harry Potter.
Yes.
Yeah. Gilderoy Lockhart, yeah.
First of all, yes. But
JTT.
Also.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, definitely.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas, yes. For all you non-90s folks.
He's like that guy in a movie who's been wrong too many times, and he's like nice to everyone, and you don't suspect that he's actually evil, but he's plotting.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
Like, he's a nice person. He's just been fired one time too many. And someone's one-upped his magic tricks.
I expected you to tell us that he's actually a villain. Like, that's where I thought we were headed.
Yeah,
I
because
agree
of
with that.
That
100%. Like,
he and Glamour have done things, but generally, at this point in their lives at least, they're the friendly magician neighbors.
You know what? I'm down for that shit.
Yeah, I don't know if I am. Like, I don't know if I want to look out my window and be like, why is my car floating? And I have to talk to the neighbor again.
But just for like a minute.
Yeah. But then it crashes down.
No, he slowly lowered down to the floor.
Does he have a constant time? He must have a very good notion of what a minute is. Like, you know how we train our minds in improv to recognize time? He must really know what a minute is.
Yeah.
Well, I think magicians
are very timely.
There's a lot of timing.
Yes.
There are a lot of timing.
And it would be a very, like, fast-paced show. Because he can only make the illusion last a minute.
There's probably a lot of fanfare.
There
you go. And then the trick.
Yeah.
You fill in that, like, 20 minutes with, like, ooh, here is a rope. Have you ever seen a rope like this?
Confirm that this is a normal rope. What's his wife's trick again? Are they married?
Yes. It was like her body, right, wasn't it? It was like she could disassemble her own body.
Oh, that would be very practical for her. But I understand, you know, some people...
You ever sawing in half?
Some people, they're born and they grow up and you can tell where they're going in life. Like, you can tell what career works for them. I feel like these people have embraced that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're like, you know what? I would be a fucking great magician.
I'd go see them.
Get me a vampire cape. I'm becoming a magician.
That's a very good cape.
I'm not a fan of the orange lining.
Yeah, that's a bit annoying. But I love a magician look.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
It's like...
I think that's cool as hell. I would dress like that
all
the time.
It's very gutsy to have the white pants.
More like a Zatanna or, you know, like black with the top hat and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's such a fun vibe. Like, I kind of wish his pants were black. I think I'd prefer it that way. Because I think it'd look more like a tuxedo, which is probably why.
I think that's it. It looks professional, but just a bit whimsy.
Yeah, exactly. I love some
it's
whimsy.
It's just the right amount of like, oh, you're in a but you're funny.
I think that's exactly why magic is fun. Like really going to a magic show. Because, like, ultimately you know that it's not real. You know that you're kind of being tricked. But you can kind of, like...
Forget it and just play along and have fun
for, like, a couple minutes and forget. Everything is horrible, you know?
You know how for a while there was those... That magician, that, like, secret magician who would reveal how to do tricks?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like this guy would watch those specials and be like... But no, but I'm really making the rope float.
Absolutely.
I think in a superhero universe, magic actually exists. So I don't know.
Who's going to magic shows?
Yeah, exactly. But I don't know if the white pants and the red cummerbund is based on whatever culture he comes from, because his real name is Ilya Zarkov, so seems like he's from, you know, like the Eastern Bloc or something. So
there's kind of like a bit like a...
There's a Russian...
The prince in Little Mermaid.
But opposite. Oh, yeah, it's the opposite. It's been bugging me.
I really can't get Jonathan Taylor Thomas out of my brain. It's like he has the expression even.
He has the hair.
What is he doing though?
He went to university and he was doing I think he's working behind the scenes. I think he's back in the industry, but behind the scenes.
That's nice.
Oh, that kid.
Yes, that kid.
Yeah.
Simba.
Yes, Simba.
Voice of Simba.
The animated version of his career.
I feel like, and people who have snow can relate to this, like the boots are the boots that you went outside with, but you're not gonna wear like your indoor shoes.
No.
Like they don't feel like they fit with the outfit. They were just practical.
But I mean, at least they're not bucket boots.
They fit, like, imagine if he showed up to your door and you're like, great outfit, but you have to take off your shoes because we're inside now, and then he's in white socks. That would be worse.
No.
But I guess he should be
that toe.
Like, he should be in, like, dress shoes.
Like a red shoe or something.
His hands are in, like, that magic place where you're like, whoa, you're getting sleepy.
I do like the gloves.
Your molecules are under my control.
Well, gloves are a classic for a magician.
Yeah, they kind of add, like, that magician
but
vibe.
But wait, if he has gloves, can he control the molecules? Because he's not really touching the molecules.
It's after he kisses you.
What?
Why no?
Why is he kissing me?
No.
You're married, man.
Whoa!
He said he's gonna control your body, and he has gloves with Kevin, and
he has no control over my body without my consent.
You know, it's a fun trick. He walks into the room and you're wearing lingerie and he just, like, touches you for a second and then he walks away and you're like, why are you...
My lingerie is gone!
Is illusion hot or not?
I hate that he's charming. I hate charming people.
I like him a lot. I want to be friends with this dude.
I would go to a barbecue with this person.
Wait. I'd love to be invited at their barbecue. Yes.
Why is a charming man so bad? Or a person?
Okay, so...
Based on Elisa's type, though, right?
I know,
this is more like bad
guys. I like more like the gruff type that he hates everyone, but he likes me. But if he's nice to everyone and he's nice to me too, I'm like... She's doing that.
I'm not special.
How am I supposed to be special now?
Can I just say that the fact that he's smiling...
It's refreshing.
I just look at the other, like, past...
It's rare.
Everyone's like,
I'm so serious and badass.
Exactly. Over smile. Walk all over that smile.
I don't know what that
is. I want to see I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Yes.
But JTT is this guy.
Okay, yeah. The magician on the side.
I'll affect the molecules. Just like this guy.
Well, the car like will just move every minute.
That's how we get home for Christmas. But perfect. Just like
teleporting.
Moleculing things.
I rewatched that movie a couple of years ago and it's still alright.
I've never seen it.
Oh, you should.
Oh, it's alright.
Oh, soon.
Well, it's a cut restored rope. We just cut it in half like this. And then we cut it again, each of the pieces off like that. And we threw it into the audience. And then with a little bit of mumbo jumbo, we restored that rope completely and then threw the rope into the audience. Now, that was the most complaints they've ever gotten on that net. Of course, you didn't do it exactly like that. We used a slightly different thing besides the rope, but it was the exact same trick. This is our California kingsnake. This is Elsie, our California kingsnake. And we just took our same switchblade and then we just cut her.
Oh, wow. Immortus.
Oh, it's an upside down arrow.
That's the hat that was missing earlier.
Born in an alternate future in the 31st century, Immortus was a man of adventure in a time of world peace and prosperity, and he was bored. He found remnants of a time machine and its blueprints in an ancestor's property and decided to conquer history itself, ransacking various time periods in different guises, each of which has an entry, because timey-wimey, and his temporal shenanigans created divergent timelines and divergent selves.
Oh, God.
So he's more than one guy. He's also Kang the Conqueror, he's Rama Tut, and others. So
Ramatut.
Ramatut. Immortus is his mellowest incarnation, I guess, concerned with controlling the flow of time rather than conquering any time period. He built a castle in Limbo, a place where time has no meaning, and with his technology monitors time and intervenes to set history on a path of his choosing, which has often put him in conflict with the Avengers. Immortus is lonely, and his long isolation in Limbo has made him detached and unable to empathize with mortal beings. He's shown wearing his Sunday hat. It's not the same.
It's not the same! On his, oh my god, it's a different hat!
He's on his throne in his topsy-turvy castle, giving audience to Thor and the Space Phantom.
Space Phantom?
I guess, I think that's it.
If he doesn't have a giant closet with different hats, I will be gravely disappointed.
No. It's a gallery.
It's a gallery.
You can't like displayed.
There's a button and this huge room opens up.
You see, in my mind, it's displayed at all times. And it's like in the old days where like people can come and it's like, oh, can we see the estate? We've heard the hat collection is exquisite.
I'm really not sure what he's doing here. Like, is he whistling or is he like rubbing his beard?
Rubbing the goatee.
Looks like he's got his finger in his mouth.
Yeah, his beard is very pointy.
Maybe there was something on his finger.
I appreciate that his beard follows the point.
I find it silly.
What? Why? Why?
It feels like his face is just stuck on the hat.
I mean, it looks like it was cut out.
Like, I feel like I just should flick that arrow and then it would twist and his face would twist with it.
Yeah, you can
be like, where in time are we going? That would be a great game show.
Oh my god. It's a twister. You can just flick it. You put one foot in the medieval era, a hand in 1995.
He looks to me like a poor man's Jafar.
Yeah.
It does look like Jafar.
But Jafar is more badass.
He's got a good cape though.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
That is
length.
Some nice draping. I've been watching Project Runway. Yeah. Reruns.
The color scheme is fine.
I feel like it's a really good length, and I really like that color scheme.
Yeah,
I love me a good green and purple.
Me, it's that medallion.
I like it, actually.
It's fairly big. I like it, but I don't like the daisy in it.
Daisy.
Not a daisy. I register a daisy, no matter what.
I see a starfish, which I guess is worse for you.
Yeah. Well, it's probably like a...
Adam...
No,
Star. It feels more compassy.
Like, yeah,
it feels like a compass to me.
Oh God!
So
really,
is it like a time thing?
It's not the head that you're spinning. You're spinning the medallion.
This guy was living in a peaceful future.
He was like, I'm gonna this up.
I'm bored. Who can I fuck up today? That would be a life.
I mean, that's a mood.
When I'm bored, I'm like, what hobbies could I do? Not destroy the world.
When
I'm
bored, I sleep.
I go. Do stuff.
I do stuff in my dreams.
What was his point?
Well, he's pointing to his cross.
What's
his deal?
What's his purpose?
Okay, he's bored. It's an adventure. But was he, like, gonna go to, like, different times to just explore and then ended up becoming sort of like...
It depends. In some realities,
He
became Kang the Conqueror. So different versions of him are doing different time travel things.
So it's not
they're
like,
being different Doctor Who villains.
Okay.
I can't
but it's always villainous, though. Like, was his intent to be all villainous in different times?
Oh my god, he's so condescending. He doesn't bother explaining to people he encounters what's gonna happen. He just, like, gives them false information so they will leave him alone. Like, fuck you, douche.
Oh, so, like... When, at the beginning of the plague, people were like, are we going to get out of this alive?
Yeah.
And he's thinking, but he's like, yeah.
Sure.
I mean, I feel like I would do that.
It's just
I feel like I would do that. I think I would too. For multiple reasons.
You're in the middle of a plague.
I think, as a rule, I wouldn't tell people what happens in the future.
No, because I think that's dangerous. That's what every sci-fi about time travel has shown.
But this version of him... The Immortus version stands outside history, looks at history, monitors history, says, oh, this is mine, rules over history. He's not going in and doing stuff.
So
he's not really engaged.
He's so just kind of he's watching like, TV.
He's like, I do it on the internet.
And then sometimes he'll, and sometimes he'll take part and just change an event or force an event to happen. We don't know why, but then the Avengers have to do something.
He's a dude on a forum.
Get used to it. This is the next generation of villains for the MCU movies.
Can you
I'm sure of it.
Can you really be the ruler of a thing when no one, like, is there to, like, acknowledge and or be under you?
If you're the
explain only one, most politicians.
If you're the only one there, then you can just say you're the ruler.
If I'm alone in a room and I'm like, I'm the ruler of this room.
Well, you are.
And you can change anything in that room.
Yep.
You and are. You don't have to explain yourself. That's Immortus, but the room is history.
You know what? I think this line here really describes him. When he got to Limbo, there he employed automatons.
See, okay. Pronunciation.
There he employed automatons to build him a castle, and upon its completion, which was instantly, since time has no meaning in Limbo, he began to meditate.
Wow.
And right there, douche.
Douche canoe.
But if there's no time and he rules over time, then he's ruling over nothing.
Exactly.
There's no time in Limbo, but there's time for us.
But he's not there unless he goes there.
But he can look at it.
Do you think kings and queens are in our peasant fields? They are not.
Canada is really in a weird time in history.
Okay, fine.
He's just surveying.
He'll eat cake and watch everyone else have history.
You know what? Not a bad life.
I think that would be a terrible life.
I'm just wondering, if he was bored before, how bored must he be now?
Yeah, remedy anything?
The way I'm understanding it is, he was bored, like, the person that was bored before is not this dude.
Yeah.
It's a version of that dude. Yeah.
So that dude isn't bored by nothing.
Huh?
The other guy was bored, but he became this guy that wasn't bored by the things.
He became a bunch of guys.
Yeah, but that he's not bored by the things that the other guy was bored with.
Yes. Also, what does an adventurer do in a peaceful world?
Nothing, exactly.
So that's like why he jumped was ship.
That was a bad career choice.
But no one wears shoes. I shall become a cobbler. Okay.
And then when you're bored, you go to different places in history where people wore shoes.
And you're like, oh, look, shoes.
And then you interfere like, you're wearing clogs. Would you like this nice leather pump?
No.
These athleisure.
Please. Will we have heels in the future?
There's a version of Kang / Immortus / Robotech.
That dude.
Who's just, you know, peddling shoes across time. I mean,
is there an infinite number of versions of him?
Maybe.
I mean, let's be real. He's not peddling shoes. He's peddling hats.
That's true. Is Immortus hot or not?
No.
I like him more and more. I mean, I don't know. I don't think he's hot. I just think he's interesting.
I love his hats.
I think he's interesting.
I mean, hats off to him.
I just... bored. You're bored, so you will create more versions of yourselves.
Does he just, like, recite amazing evil villain speeches? Because I feel like he would. He's just flashy enough that I feel like he would.
Also, yeah. It's the beard.
Mm. I feel like this look with the tunic and the pants is what basically inspired leggings.
Mm-hmm. Ah, sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's very tunicky.
But that's how you would wear leggings. Mm-hmm. You know, when you buy a dress that's really cute, but
I mean,
long enough to fit over your butt. Wear it like that?
Look at them legs.
He actually started that. He time traveled.
I really just time traveled to the 90s.
Leggings. Talking to Marie Antoinette about leggings.
You gotta try these leggings, Mary.
It's like, let them have tights. They have no leggings.
Art credits Iceman by Jackson Gweis, Icarus by Keith Pollard, Illusion by Richard Howell, and Immortus by Cary Gamble.
The time is out of joint.
The time is out of joint.
The time is out of joint.
The year is 1994, or 1944, or maybe 2994. Time is under threat, and history is falling apart. Who will survive this crisis, and how will history be changed for those that do? Zero Hour Strikes takes you back to that DC Comics crossover and covers the entire story, issue by issue, tie-in by tie-in, as the DC Universe goes down to zero. Join Bass and Siskoid at fireandwaterpodcast.com or on iTunes, Zero Hour Strikes, a proud member of the Fire and Water Podcast Network. Remember Legion.
Female bag.
Woo! Oh, shit. Hey!
So loud, guys.
We're looking at episode 50, which was Human Torch, Hydra, Hydro Base.
50? How long have we been doing this? 51,
for 20 years.
51 episodes.
Years?
Human Torch, Hydra, Hydro Base, and Hydro Man. A more general comment comes from Chris Franklin. He says, thank God for the Hot Squad. I needed a good laugh this morning.
Aww. You're welcome.
So you guys render a service. Anja said, I am always thankful for this show as it does open my eyes to new perspectives on these characters, often in the most hilarious way possible. And Mike Dana says, congrats on the 50th episode. The team made me laugh at their great insights, as always. And Bradley Mann is a man of few words, saying another great episode, and he loved that message twice. So,
wow,
make sure,
twice.
Make sure.
Yes, we're clear.
Thank you.
Loud and clear.
Yeah. Human Torch. Mike W. from Saskatchewan says, interesting that Human Torch didn't get much love. Reminds me of Angel. I think the reason Mr. Fantastic let Sue and Johnny come along was to prove space flight was safe for anyone.
That worked out great.
In hindsight, that may have been a mistake. As for Sue's career before she was a superhero, I think she was an actress. The first couple FF issues were set in California, if I remember right. She was, but then like the ultimate version, and then so the movie versions have her being a scientist. Chris Franklin says, again, the girls make me rethink my comic train brain. I never thought the Human Torch looked skinned. Probably because I saw him before I ever saw a drawing of the human internal musculature. But now I cannot see it. I do remember thinking Spider-Man's figure looked like grilled hot dogs.
Did I say then that it looked like a full-knit bodysuit? Because that's what it looks like today to me. Mm.
Tim Price says, this haircut is textbook What Was I Thinking for the 80s. That's not even the most egregious shot of that do. Yuck. I always want to file him under T, for Torch, but I'll be 97 when the show reaches those entries, so hooray. And Mike Dana says, I didn't ever picture those lines as skin muscle. As a kid, I always thought it was like barbecue grill marks.
Which is better somehow.
So therefore, fire. Made sense to me then, but now that I type it out, seems ridiculous.
You're welcome.
The next batch of messages are about Hydra. Mike W. says, most of the costume Hydra agents get entries, except for a few like Blackwing and Mankiller, which is probably a good thing in Mankiller's case, since she was basically the stereotype of what men thought feminists were in the 1970s, meaning she was angry all the time, smashing stuff, and yelling about how terrible men are.
Boo.
Oh, like, I've never heard you guys do that. Chris Franklin says, Hydra isn't too stylish for sure, but remember AIM and their beekeeper suits?
Yeah.
And they're, they used to be in Hydra, and then they split off. It's like, oh, you're not science-y enough.
I don't like your outfits.
I think Hydra is a bit more intimidating. The movies have done more with Hydra than the comics ever could, really. Gothos Mansion says, the girls mentioned Madam Hydra, but then said a Nazi could never get a hot. I guess we'll see when the girls get to Viper in a few years. I've always struggled with how good Madam Hydra looked in the Steranko Captain America issues. I didn't want to like her, but teenage me, as I was when I got the hardcover reprint of those issues, had to begrudgingly find her both disgusting and attractive at the same time.
I think you're allowed to have a boner for someone without thinking they're a good person.
And wow. If someone doesn't put that on a pillow on the same
Anne says, it says everything you need to know about my adolescent self-doubt when I said to myself, if I ever went evil and joined a weird group, I think it would be AIM. Hydra's look is too cool.
Oh, wow.
They turned me down. Why are you even thinking of joining these guys? I wonder if the tunic sort of look is to provide deep pockets for hand-to-hand weapons.
I thought you were just going to say deep pockets for hands.
A lot of pocket pool with the Hydra guys.
It's so roomy.
I love pockets. We all love a dress with pockets. So
love it.
I understand.
Tim Bryce says, so collectors that want a complete run of Hydra appearances have to pick up Team America, because it's corporate Hydra to boot. Now I know who controls the telemarketing industry. Row after row of cubicles with phone scammers, and after every successful call, Hail Hydra. Hydro Base and the Mermen.
It sounds like an amazing band.
Chris Franklin says, the Merpeople discussion on Hydro Base was hilarious. You just never know what's going to set the girls off and get Siskoid all frustrated at them.
Everything.
I play my part. I think it was on Hydro Base after it became Avengers Island that Captain America first lifted and used Mjolnir in the comics. Hence, the scene in Endgame.
Oh, yes.
Brian Linton says, hey, Stingray got a shout-out in your Hydra-based discussion. Excellent. That should help tide me over until you reach the S's, actually. I first encountered the cartilaginous crusader when he helped the Avengers defend Hydra-based from a team of robot villains in Avengers 289 and 290.
Oh, boy.
We'll get to Stingray eventually.
No, I know. It's just that we're doing a lot of plain language thing at work, and I can just see someone trying to name something that cartilaginous crustacean, and someone's like, can you just call him a stingray, please? People will know what we mean.
So, Hydra Base holds a special place in my heart. Beyond the inherent coolness of it being a mobile island research lab. Gene Hendricks follows up with, my sole experience with Hydra Base was its destruction during Acts of Vengeance in Avengers 311. Not even everyone's favorite cosmic Avenger, Quasar, could save it. And Tim Price says, how the Hydra Base entry turned into a discussion on merpeople is why I enjoy this show. Did any of you ever watch Futurama, especially the episode where Fry almost marries a mermaid?
Yes.
The honeymoon night does not go well.
Yeah. Almost married, he runs away.
Having sex with merpeople.
That's a reference.
It's like a fish.
No, check out The Lighthouse in theaters now.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Not only is it the best movie I've seen this year, but there's fish sex.
Other movies exist.
No, not with fish sex. And we've looked at a lot of movies which that might have had fish sex. And they don't usually have fish sex.
What about The Shape of Water?
Yeah, Shape of Water has fish sex.
He's not a mermaid.
You know what, though? But every movie that does have fish sex is very specific about explaining the genitals.
Yeah, because it's confusing. Also, why do we only see sex as penetration? Why?
Yeah, true.
That's right.
True. There you go.
Thank you.
True.
Thank you.
Welcome to her TED Talk. Yeah,
yeah. Hot or a suffragette? My biggest says...
Why is suffragette not?
Yes, I would say hot and suffragette.
There you go.
Yes.
All right. Mike Dina says, I have no experience with this entry, so everything the ladies said is now canon.
Perfect.
I would like to just take that sentence out of context and just apply it to everything we've ever said.
Yeah. Sea lion turtles, merman, Mormon merman. I would have read that issue of Avengers, he says. And the last character here is Hydro Man.
Oh, yes.
Chris Franklin says, I remember Hydro Man being cast as Mary Jane Stalker on the 90s Spider-Man cartoon.
No.
Jesus. Yes. It was kind of surprising how far they went with that, honestly. So you can add perv to his personality if you count that in your headcanon.
That's sad.
And it says, like Sandman, he is often defeated by being separated, dispersed, transformed. Glass for Sandman, but steam for Hydro Man, for example. As such, he never seems like a valid threat. I always thought he would work best as an assassin. Someone's sleeping, he enters their lungs, drowns them, then leaves. Why do such loud and garish things as robbing banks?
Oh my god.
That's so smart.
When you go disturbing.
That's really interesting though.
Well, it's the whole idea of choking someone with a ball of snow, because by the time someone will get there, it will have melted and just water in the stomach.
I've never killed anyone. I read a book where there was a murder they were trying to solve that was a stab wound, but he had
the icicle.
Yeah, it was an icicle, but he actually stabbed himself in those.
Tim Price says, Oh, those questions, hilarious. The first comic I read featuring him was his fight with Sandman for the love of a woman. Wow. Amazingly, the woman was depicted as a plus size, not supermodel type.
Oh, that's nice. Go.
Remarkably body positive for early 80s. But during the fight, the villains merge into a single monster,
ew,
leading to a King Kong homage. No. And the questions from this episode made that even ickier than it already was. Mike Dana says, the first time I encountered this wet blanket, and then he's happy he made a pun. I immediately thought that the Spider-Man comics were ripping themselves off, almost like they were a different publisher trying to copy the popularity of Sandman. It felt really lazy to me, but after the discussion, I would read a romance comic starring Hydro Man and all that that would entail, floating sack of sperm. It's pretty much every man everywhere.
Yeah. Fair enough.
And in other business, Mike Danis did promise us a picture, if you could find it, of him as a child wearing his mother's... A picture of his Hobgoblin costume his mom made for him for Halloween 1987.
I wasn't even born.
Show us the picture.
He's agreed to let us share it with the world, so it will also be on the image gallery at fireandwaterpodcast.com.
It's freaking adorable.
It's very impressive, honestly.
I'm super impressed with his mom. It's
just, like, wow.
If that kid would come to my door, I would be uneasy.
And he's on a goblin glider.
Like flaming pumpkins.
Like, is that a mask or is it paint?
Yeah, it's a mask.
Like
a mask.
Okay. It looks like a mask.
Is his mother a geek, or she just kind of like...
He asked for it, so...
So his mom just probably looked at a comic and tried to reproduce, like, what she didn't know what it was.
It's not like you could Google and find a bunch of YouTube tutorials.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
How to cosplay this dude.
Props to your mom.
It's amazing.
Mom's made a lot more costumes before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When traditional values were there and you learned how to sew in that home ec, we could make costumes for our kids.
Like, we have several homemade costumes. Mostly all animals and then that one clown. Yeah. But seriously, though, even though it's handmade, like... It looks crazy good. Like, there's a lot of handmade costume that you don't even see the resemblance with the original, like, the source. This one's very, very good. Yeah. That's good. Awesome.
When I was a kid, my mom was adept with the sewing machine or anything. So it was usually store-bought. It was all the, maybe you're a vampire, but it's really just this plastic tunic with vampires on it.
That you have to put over your snowsuit.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, man. My mom made me a princess dress that fit my snowsuit. So I was a princess with snowsuit and mittens and a toque, but with my tiara on top. Nice. Big boots.
That's Canadian.
My most epic costume is a refrigerator. I was in sixth grade.
I think that's where my cosplay love started. It was a really cold Halloween that was coming up, so my mom was like, whatever you do, you need to have your snowsuit. And I was like, God, this is stupid. So I took a box, wrapped it in Christmas wrapping, and I was a present. And
that's
everyone,
awesome.
Everyone was like, aren't you early? And I'm like, no, I'm original. My weirdest, like, Halloween costume regarding, like, because it was cold. During the day, I had this Victorian dress. I was in seventh grade, I think.
What?
It was an amazing dress.
Wow.
But I could not go trick or treating with that. That you didn't want to dirty it because it was just, I was renting it. So I was at my wit's end. What can I do? So my father goes downstairs, find this. It was an old fur coat, and he puts a witch hat on my head and shoves some green paint in my face. And I'm like, I don't know where that witch came from, but oh, I was warm. That coat was going up to my ankle. It was crazy, but everyone else was like, oh my God, it's so cold. Can we go? And I was like, no, I need more candy. I'm fine.
It is truly like the most frustrating thing of being a child in a cold climate.
It's Halloween.
No, well, exactly that problem. Like, I'm wearing a cool costume, but I'm also wearing a goddamn winter jacket, and I hated it, and I would refuse to zip up my jacket. I'd be like, no, at least if I'm wearing this jacket, I'm gonna be a princess in a gown, but I'm wearing this jacket, but it's open. So people can see this dress that I'm wearing. piss me off to no end.
Well, on that, before we go, we have to mention that the Fire and Water Podcast Network now has a Patreon page at patreon.com/FWPodcast. If you like our content, please think about making a one-time or a monthly donation, the amount of which will allow you to unlock rewards. If you decide to sponsor this particular show, you can get on our hot list and get the girls to throw a custom compliment at you. And we do have a new name on the list.
Oh my god!
But let's do the old names first.
Okay.
They've been supporting us for longer.
Like the last two weeks.
Like two months longer?
Two episodes, yeah.
So, whoever wants it, you send out the compliment. Anne-Marie Bernier.
Great hair, because we didn't say that.
Yeah, no.
So I'm going to say it this time.
Fabulous
she has
hair.
Wonderful hair.
She had a Twitter for her hair. That's how wonderful it was.
Monsieur Nick.
He has a hot girlfriend.
It's me. It's me. He's my boyfriend.
Elise Amel.
She has no boyfriend.
Oh, God. That's not a compliment.
not a compliment.
It might be a testament to my newfound judgment. Standards, I guess. Yeah.
She has excellent cooking skills.
That's right. There you go.
And our new name, Gene Hendricks.
Oh, Gene Hendricks.
The Norse Master.
Oh, Master.
That's a pretty good compliment.
He has encyclopedic knowledge of Norse mythology and is very useful when we're trying to decipher these comics. So thanks for being there, Gene.
I'm personally impressed by you, Gene Hendricks.
Same.
I think we all are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. All that's left is to say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye. We love you.
Leave us comments wherever you can find the podcast, whether the Fire and Water Network website, the Fire and Water Network Facebook page, or through Twitter. The hashtag is FWPodcasts, plural. We'd love to hear from you about, well, I guess these four characters and concepts, but on the show in general. Until next time, be hot, don't be not. Your mom didn't call.
No, she didn't.
And then she rang.
She's not worried about you.
No. She's at the bingo.
She's like, I gotta win.
She's
this
worried
game.
About her dabber and the numbers.
No, she's not playing bingo. She's hosting bingo.
Oh, hosting bingo.
My dad is at the bar because that's what he does. And no, she's part of the Golden Age Club. So she gets there early and sets up the tables and the cards and the snacks.
My grandmother went to the Legion the other day. She's looking for a new man.
Oh.
Yep. You heard it here first.
She better not go hit at the guy at the bar.
Oh, no, she's in Ontario. It's all good.
If you're in Ontario, we'll hook you up.
With my 87-year-old grandmother.
Just respond to this blooper.